Writer and performer Peter Sheridan, along with Barry McGovern and Stephen Ray, is one of those on stage at this week's Farmley Festival in the Phoenix Park. There he'll be performing The Words of Samuel Beckett, a perfectly fine excuse to hear the Dubliners' own history with Sam.
You know, I was writing something for my brother Jim, 70, last year, and his daughter asked a couple of his close family and friends to write something for his 70th birthday. And the first thought that came into my head when she said, would you write something for Shay, as we call Jim, his birthday? The first thing that came into my head was when I was about 16, he had gone to university. He was working during the day and he was going to nighttime, and he had discovered Beckett. And he used to sit up in the bed reading extracts of Beckett to me and roaring laughing. He just found it so funny. And I really got into Samuel Beckett through Jim reading this stuff to me. The Times Literary Supplement is admirably adapted to my purposes of a never-failing impermeability. Even farts make no impression on it. One day I counted them. And it goes on from there. So it was just this Jim having fun and discovering Beckett, and then in a way passing that love and that gift on to me, was the memory that I had in my head. So my first introduction to Beckett was at age 16 with Jim, having this wonderful laugh. And then we were playing around with drama at the same time. We were acting out in plays. And Jim decided to do Waiting for Godot with me playing Estragon, my dad playing Pozzo, and my brother John playing Lucky. So we did the play and toured it around the amateur drama festivals. And it was just an absolutely awakening experience to play Waiting for Godot in places where people both loved it and hated it. And people booed and people walked out and people shouted at us, this is not a play. And adjudicators got up and said this was a wonderful night in the theatre. It was just really challenging in 1969-70 when we did that. So by age 18, I was a fully fledged disciple of Mr. Samuel Beckett and have remained so ever since. Well, I don't think there's any doubt but that there's a huge Dublin thing going on in Beckett's work. I mean, Godot, for me, is a quintessential relationship between two Dublin heads, that Vladimir Estragon thing. It doesn't work the same way for me in any other way other than that, you know. Even you get the company, and one of the sections that we're doing from company and the event on Saturday night is the bit about the Ballyogan Road, you know, and he keeps repeating the Ballyogan Road and that whole thing. And it wouldn't work that way if it was the Rue de Carnier in France. It wouldn't have the same thing. And it's Beckett playing around with that sense of place and place name. Nowhere in particular on the way from A to Z. Or say, for verisimilitude, the Ballyogan Road. That dear old back road. Somewhere on the Ballyogan Road, in lieu of nowhere in particular. We're no truck anymore. Somewhere on the Ballyogan Road, on the way from A to Z. I've just come from a prison where I did a performance today. And when I mentioned places in my performance, which I would, in Dublin, the prisoners were all reacting when I said places that they knew. They were shouting up things about it. It's just that we have a connection to place in Ireland that's very particular. Out since break of day, a night now falling, reckoning ended on together from naught anew. All as if bound for step aside. When suddenly you cut through the hedge and vanish, hobbling east across the gallops. You know, Beckett's not an easy writer. You know, I mean, I often tell the story about when he published Murphy. It sold 6 copies in the first 18 months of its life, floating around the bookstores of Dublin. So he wasn't box office back then. And in a way, he never really has been box office, except he did become really famous as a result of that first production of Godot in 53. But the strangest people come up to you, or I've met, who are deeply interested in Samuel Beckett. I did a production of Waiting for Godot that played in a prison in outside of New York. It was one of the most extraordinary, unforgettable experiences of my life, because the vast majority of the prison population in that particular prison were black. And when we did Waiting for Godot, you could feel the resentment of the prisoners towards the Pazzo-Lucchi relationship as being a metaphor for them. They got it in a way that I had never seen it before. They knew what that was, what that experience was about. The idea of slavery, the idea of one person exerting their authority over somebody else with a rope around their neck and a whip in their hand. And I had never thought about that relationship in that play that way before, and I've never stopped thinking about it in that way since I had that experience. Sam was very interested in that whole project of people from a jail background or jail experience working with his material. I suppose that story that Beckett used to tell about his mother being imprisoned inside of a cell, and that his awakening was this desire to get inside his mother's prison, inside her cell, and explore it. And that was the big awakening he had in 1946, 47. And it was after that he wrote all the stuff in that five-year period. That somehow it was like trying to unearth or release or liberate somebody who was caught in a time warp, somebody who was imprisoned. And that desire to unleash, to set free, to break the chain of something is kind of something that's at the core of him in a way. And it's interesting that you had. And I've always had an interest in prison, quite simply because kids I went to school with ended up in prison. And for that reason, I've always been interested in what that experience must be like, because I avoided it, thankfully.
Peter Sheridan there on the quintessential Dublinness of Samuel Beckett. And Peter will be one of those performing as part of Farmley Music and Arts Festival, a four-day event of contemporary music, drama, literature and poetry, which starts tomorrow evening in the park with Stories from the Old World, a concert featuring the IMO String Quartet, Piper Mick O'Brien, harpist Deirdre McKay and many, many more. All details from farmley.ie.